Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, a natural anomaly, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out of the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome, my good sentries, to an audience in the Observational Tower, the music performance series I conduct here through the SMK. We are here live at the station at CFRU 93.3 FM within our green screen dream machine, streaming live on CFRU's YouTube channel with amazing visuals and gorgeous souls. For this new audience session, under a quick change revelation, I have invited a local Guelph artist to step in, and now, after possibly many quick encounters over the years of me being here in Guelph, we are finally here to talk to each other and get to know each other much better. So, good sentries, let us welcome Dave Snyder. Hello.
Hi, Nicholas. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Dave. There we go. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well overall. I was feeling a little bit, like normal level of nervous, I'd say, in anticipation, and also glad to be here because, like I was telling you earlier, I just have enjoyed listening to the CFRU live interviews and the ones that you've been doing. So, I'm glad to be here to do one.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'm very happy that you're able to be here under such quick turnover, as I mentioned. And yeah, it's like I'm happy to have you and happy to also support Guelph musicians and music in, as always. So thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Why don't I just let you go into your first musical segments and hear your wondrous music? For our radio listeners, Dave has just acoustic guitar and you'll be singing, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. A little calmer session and a little folk, I believe, right?
Yeah,
very eclectic show here. So I am up to all the music in all the different styles, be it my kind of music, which is more experimental, avant-garde, or just the simple folk and still with deep meanings to it. So why don't I let you go and play your first songs for us? So my good sentries, this is Dave Snyder here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
This one's called Knit Fast, Dye Yarn.
Thank you.
And this is a song called Flares.
Dave Snyder here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope with our audience in the Observational Tower interview performance. That was actually very calming, and like lots of bad things are always happening in the world. It's always good to look at the come into it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Mm-hmm. Just like to calm and just calm like that. So
good.
So thank you for that great our work and singing.
You're welcome.
There. You gave me a really good bio that I guess you had told me that you had never made a bio for yourself, correct?
Yeah, pretty much.
So actually, before we get into the bio, I always have for all of my current interviews a light and deep segment, and for my deep question this time, my question is, how much does friendship and fellowship mean to you?
Mm-hmm. Friendship, the outcome of our natural yearning to belong. Friendship means an awful lot to me. It means it's our, for me, it's chosen family and unchosen family. I feel lucky that way, but I think of friends as the people I can bring any part of myself to. And I know that it'll be accepted, I guess. That sort of unconditional peace. And yeah, I mean, I think who we surround ourselves with is really important. I think that can really shape us. And I've felt really lucky in my life, for sure. I'm still friends with some people who I've been friends with since I was a little kid, and yeah, I literally don't know where I'd be without friends. My friends have carried me at different times when that's what I needed, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those people that can walk beside you wherever you're at.
Yeah, I totally understand all that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think in all the current interviews I've been having, the other artists have also been using the word chosen family. Mm. And that's, yeah, really important, especially if the family that you biologically grew up with, like, aren't supportive in some sort of way. So, and yeah, so it's, and always, like, sometimes, even though you might be close to the family, there's some things that you might not want to let them know at the time. So it's like you can confide in these people that you've connected with, be either if it's been like years or just fresh relationships.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the last couple of years, actually, well, I guess I should mention, because we're also going to make this a more conversational interview than a lot of the other ones, that like Guelph has really shaped me a lot, and all the people like here at the station and all the musicians and people here that I've connected with really helped me like come into myself, with my sexuality, like seeing all the strength of people and the how people like support each other through all of our differences. Mm-hmm. And like Guelph helped a lot. So I have a deep love and appreciation for what Guelph has done for me.
Wow. Amazing. Sounds like it's kind of allowed you to open up.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Nice.
I was much more shyer and much more like inside of myself, mm-hmm. like before I got to like doing this radio show. Mm-hmm. Then that's like 7+ years now.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, the radio definitely helped. You can't not talk on the radio.
yeah, you don't have much choice.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, you do need that. You do need those. You do need that sort of, you know, on one hand, we want a good internal sort of foundation, I guess. We want to know who we are within ourselves, but man, is it ever helpful to have that external also foundation. Yeah.
For
and
sure.
I think that can help us to build ourselves up inside.
Yeah, and also like the friendships we make can also help us like improve ourselves. Like the best of friends also lets us know like what we're like might be doing something wrong. Yeah. Or something like that. So that helps a lot too.
So much. It's so much to have that reflection, that sober second thought. Yeah, these people to reflect ourselves back to us, who we trust.
Yeah, all the like the new, like the friends I've gotten in the last couple of years have been like really great.
Amazing.
I'll just leave it at that. Really awesome, wicked people. Mm. Why don't we now go to my light question for this light deep segment? So speaking of, I had mentioned fellowship as well as friendship. Have you read or watched any of the Lord of the Rings books or films?
Yeah, I've seen the films. The books are on my bucket list.
Mm-hmm.
Books are on my bucket list. But I am compelled by, I think, isn't it true that Tolkien fought in World War I, and a lot of writing those books was catharsis of that, or him?
Yeah, I think that sounds familiar. Like he was in one of the world wars.
Yeah. That was my understanding anyway, and writing those books was a sort of was a way to like reconcile all of his thoughts and feelings about that and write about what it was like. And but I am not an expert, but I remember hearing that somewhere and think that's really telling.
Yeah, especially with like in that environment, like you want, that's a form of escapism and also like therapy. Mm-hmm. To deal with everything that would have been going on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really metaphorical.
Yeah, awesome. So thank you for answering those light and deep questions there. Now we can get to your bio here. So it looks like we are going to, I guess, your childhood. I'm pretty much going to read a little bit here. So Dave learned to play country, gospel, and rock and roll music at home, church, and family Christmases. So I guess my first question then is how did music enter your life?
Music was in my life before I entered it. I think I entered into music's life. I am lucky to come from a family that plays a lot of music and always has, and especially on my mom's side of the family. And so we were fortunate that it was just normal for there to be music around, for there to be people playing music or playing, for there to be instruments around and people talking about music and singing songs together. We have a big family on that side of the family, so a lot of Christmas is playing songs and doing that for sure. So that's it literally, I can't, there was never a time when it wasn't around, I guess.
Yeah. Right, cool. Like, yeah, well, there was like literally like instruments everywhere, like piano, guitars.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm not an expert at a lot of instruments, and I haven't retained much music theory, but from high school, when I would have taken music last, but yeah, there would always be a piano around and guitar and mandolin and everybody singing and yeah.
Was it like a lot of, like folk music, I guess, and like songs that has been like passed down and like learned?
Yeah. A lot of music by folks like the Carter family or and gospel songs, Hank Williams. We'd sing a lot of Hank Williams songs and then a lot of Neil Young songs and old gospel songs and like a lot of those old gospel songs and old country songs were just recorded by so many people anyway. And so we, Keep on the Sunny Side or I Saw the Light or I'll Fly Away or Mountain Dew. Yeah, just these old kind of songs that my mom's family somehow or another would have heard. I think they also just grew up singing them same as I did kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Yeah, the natural kind of repertoire.
So, yeah, so like you've learned music from your family. Is there anything, any other, I think you had mentioned high school, like music education as well.
Yep. I would have been in the orchestra in high school and played cello and...
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I haven't done it since then, but I enjoyed it at the time. And then we would do, at our high school, we had this class, music theater, and they would, the whole class, the whole point of the class was to put on a big production every year that you would perform at the end of the year. So I always was big on that too, and enjoyed singing. And that was not, you had to dance. I was not so much of a dancer, but yeah, but that was a big, that was really formative too. And then things like, yeah, like that's when we would form our first bands and stuff too, when we were little kids. And
yeah, that would be the next part in your bio here. Like, you perform in rock, punk, and psychedelic bands since childhood. And then in the underground music scenes that you've lived in, which actually we should mention that you're actually born in and raised in Owen Sound, correct?
Yes.
And so how, like, I actually performed in Owen Sound recently because I have a cottage near there. How was living and growing up in Owen Sound like, especially, and then with the music there?
I liked it at the time. I think it's like a lot of little kids, you take it for granted. Like, you don't know, you don't always know what you have. And like, we didn't, it's like 2 hours from Guelph, 2 hours from Toronto. So you're not, so you take it for granted because you just kind of assume that most of the world is like where you are. And this is, you know, pre-internet, of course. And so, it was good. Like, there were different kinds of music, which I really appreciate now. A lot of country musicians and, even like in our family, like my mom's uncle was a well-known songwriter up around Gray Bruce, Jim Patterson. There were always some songwriters. Larry Jensen's one that comes to mind, Trevor McKenzie, my cousin Richard Laviolette's from there too. He's the great songwriter who lived in Guelph most of his adult life. And and there was always space. Like, we had our first, you know, our kid punk bands, and there was just always somebody's parents who was okay with having kids in their basement to have a show. So it was like, somehow there just ended up being, there was always space for people's first bands to play, which now I feel really, really grateful for. Like, somehow there was just always space for everyone's punk band.
Awesome. Yeah. Like, it's great to have the support of parents.
Yeah. It's great. Especially when it's kids trying to play punk music. It does mean a lot if the parents don't just shut it down or yell at it, you know? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Awesome. Why don't I let you play your next couple songs in our next music segment?
All right. I'm just going to have to tune up the old guitar first because I was in a low tuning.
Oh, do you change tunings a lot with your songs?
Just for that. Yeah, I'll be in standard tuning for the rest of the show.
Oh, nice. Do you experiment with alternate tunings?
I only know the ones that I use. So it's like open C tuning is what I was just playing it. And sometimes I use dad gad, which low to high would be D-A-D, G-A-D. Mm-hmm. And then most of the time, if I'm writing songs, at least I'll play in standard tuning. Mm-hmm. And then as often as I keep it, I try and keep it as easy as possible for myself. So I will use a capo a lot of the time, so that I can play every song in either a G formation or a C formation.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Right, awesome.
Okay. tuner up. Yeah, I'll do another medley here. This is a couple songs from an upcoming album by the band Magpie here that I play in.
Right, awesome. We'll definitely talk about them after your little performance here. Okay. So here's Dave Snyder on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM.
You come up protecting the fear that you collected. Prayers and old beliefs tell of the things that you couldn't know. Dressed down to my awareness, bring sorrow to my doorstep. Need a blessing like a child does. See the song sung in any